You know, it's really easy to get common misunderstandings, especially between cultures and languages. I mean, I was at this airport once, right? And they have the... I was really hungry, and I went into the Pizza Hut that they had at the airport. And they had this Indian guy. I think he was pretty new on the job. I can't tell. He was at the counter, and I ordered a number 3 or something. It was like a pizza. It was like a personal pan pizza. I had some pepperoni. Because I was hungry, and I wanted a pizza. Besides the point. Anyway, and he's like, "You want rosti?" I was like, "What?" And he's like, "You want brisk tea?" And I was like, "Do I want brisk tea?" And I'm looking up at the picture, and I'm like, "No, I want a Coke." And but I see a brisk tea in the picture, because they carried it there. And he was like, "But brisk tea come with meal." And I was like, "Why would a brisk tea come with a meal? I really want a Coke." And he's just staring at me, and he's like, "What are you talking about?" And I'm like, I want a Coke and a pizza. And he's like, "But brisk tea come with meal." And I was like, I don't want brisk tea. And he's like, "I know." And he's like, "Brisk tea come with meal." And finally someone pointed out to me that must have been half Indian, and they understood him, because I must have had, you know, pie in my ears to not understand it or something. She's like, no, he's saying breadstick. And I was like, oh, all of a sudden it makes sense, but brisk tea and breadstick just boggles the mind. But I mean, really, if you think about it from his perspective, I seem like a crazy idiot who's like, "No, I want some Coke, I don't want breadsticks," you know? But to my perspective, it's like, this guy cannot speak English, but see, it's two sides to every story, you know?